It's time now for our online quiz bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. Every match sponsor includes Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health System Central Office. This matchup in the winner's bracket between Wagner and Burke also being sponsored by Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell, Charles Mitz Electric, Green's Grocery, and the Gregory Lanes. Wagner with their coach, Renee Vanderwerf, has a team captain today of Haley Droppo, with team members Michelle Sokup and Malcolm Janis. Also on the team is Rose Eidemiller and Callan Kafka. They beat White Lake 3-2 in the first round. For Burke and their coach, Linda Purvis, they beat Platt Geddes 4-3. Their team captain today is Cade Bailey, with team members Frank Even and Lucas Eastland. Also on the team is Emily Stuckel and Taryn Sir for Burke. It's Wagner, it's Burke, it's a Quiz Bowl. Online only at Q107Radio.com. Wagner has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Wagner, you ready for your first round question?
Yes, we are.
Here is your first round question for Wagner. Which body system is directly affected by spina bifida and osteoporosis?
The skeletal system?
That is correct, Wagner. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Burke, to you for the tie. What major religion encourages charity, prohibits wine and gambling, prohibits eating pork, but permits multiple wives, and authorizes slavery?
Islam.
Islam is correct, Burke. You've tied the match up 1-1. Wagner, back to you. Name the last step in recording music in which the final edited mix is converted to the proper format for manufacturing.
Burning?
Mastering is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Wagner. Burke, back to you for the lead. Astronomers speculate that our sun will ultimately become what kind of star?
A red dwarf.
Correct is white dwarf or neutron star. No correct answer for Burke. Wagner, back to you. We're still tied 1-1. The shortest twilight occurs along what line of latitude?
Zero.
We'll give you that. Equator, or I guess I could have accepted 0 degrees as well. Wagner, you're on the board. You lead it now 2-1 over Burke. Burke, back to you for the tie. What is the name for an annual publication that contains information about the previous year?
Almanac.
Correct answer. You may have one. Is a yearbook. No correct answer there for Burke. Back to Wagner with the correct answer here, Wagner. You win the match 3-1 and stay undefeated. Name the first vessel to travel to a latitude of 90 degrees north.
A ship?
More specific, please.
Like a boat?
I'm looking for the name of USS Nautilus. No correct answer there for Wagner. Leaves the door open for Burke for the tie. According to the terms of the Oregon Treaty of 1846, Great Britain retained sole possession of what major island off the west coast of Canada?
Providence Island.
Vancouver Island is what I'm looking for, Burke. No correct answer there for you. Back again to Wagner for the win. The change in pitch heard from a moving sound source is what effect?
Will you repeat the question?
The change in pitch heard from a moving sound source is what effect?
An echo?
A Doppler is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Wagner. Back to Burke again for the tie. In what city are the headquarters of the BBC?
London.
London is correct, Burke, and we are tied 2-2. Wagner, back to you for the lead. What is feared by a photophobic?
Light.
Light is correct, Wagner, and you've taken the lead at 3-2. Here's a situation for you, Burke. You get this next question correct, we're tied 3-3. You miss this, and you lose the match 3-2 to Wagner. Here is your question. Something of great value may be described as what object That is a lustrous deposit of calcium carbonate formed in the shells of a certain mollusk.
A pearl.
A pearl is correct, Burke. And with two straight answers, you've tied the match up 3-3. It's time now for our tiebreaker. Here's how we work the tiebreaker. I'll ask a question. Anybody on either team, not just the captain, yell out your team name when you know the answer. Wagner, yell out Wagner. Burke, yell out Burke. Whoever yells that out, I will say, Wagner, give me an answer. And then whoever yells out your school name must give me the answer. If you miss it, the other team can steal it for the win. Here is your tie-breaking question. Again, yell out your school name. Wagner, yell out Wagner. Burke, yell out Burke when you know the answer. Here's the question. Rip Van Winkle lived in what part of the Appalachians?
Burke.
Burke for the win. Go ahead.
The Swiss Alps.
Not correct, Burke. Wagner for the win. Rip Van Winkle lived in what part of the Appalachians?
The South.
Looking for the Catskills, by the way. No correct answer for either. Next tie-breaking question. In what state is there a city with a Spanish name meaning yellow?
Wagner.
Wagner, go ahead.
Texas.
Texas is correct, Wagner, and you've won the controversial tie-breaking question here with the final of 4-3. Wagner moves on to play winner December 17th, while Burke, just their first loss, will play November 27th against Hanson. Final score here in our Quiz Bowl. Burke loses to Wagner. Wagner 4, Burke 3 with the Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.